Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome to the third and final hour. Very good afternoon to you if you have just locked in. It is, of course, a happy, happy Wednesday. Pagat kwebhayinet inarha. We're right in the middle. As kosho. We're not really sure what's happening. All we know is we are looking forward to the weekend. Good afternoon. It's time for financial conversations with Blessing. My Blessy. Good afternoon, Sissy.
Good afternoon, my dear. How you doing?
I'm good. You look so different. You look so nice, by the way. I've never seen Blessing without a weave. And Blessing is looking so gorgeous with plaits and makeup today.
Let me tell you, I've been doing wig installations, I think, since October last year.
Wow.
And I was like, let me give my hairline a break this month.
Oh, wow. It's looking great. It's looking amazing, just so you know.
Thank you so much. You look lovely yourself.
Thank you. Blessing, sorry for mentioning this. Driving to work, I don't know why I decided to look at the mirror. Did I not notice a second strand of gray hair? I've had this one for quite a while. I'm like, in my mid-30s.
It means you're going to have a lot of money. All right. Don't interpret it negatively.
Okay.
Receive all the world.
All to me. Thank you. I receive it.
I've had gray hair since I was a child.
Really?
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to die.
No, it grows again. Since I was a child, I think I remember seeing it since I was 5 years old.
And guys,
I've been having gray hair.
And guys, we're blessing with a mile. It's manifested. You brought it up. Blessing's got money. Welcome back, my Blessing.
Thank you so much.
What are you talking about today?
All right. I want to help our businessmen get out of their cash flow problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the topic I've put it as how to overcome your cash flow problems in your business.
Okay.
Because cash flow problems, not only in business, they are there.
Mm.
But one can deal and overcome the cash flow issue.
Okay.
You come out of it. It can be seasonal. It can be a certain stage that you get out of. And if you take these steps that I'm going to share, you wouldn't have cash flow issues. Even if you are not a business person and you are listening, don't just say, oh, she's talking to businessmen and businesswomen.
Yeah.
You can also take some of these steps and employ them in your own finances, your own personal finances.
Somebody once said, look at your finances and yourself as though you were a business.
Exactly. So you need to first understand the root cause. What's causing you to have the cash flow issue that you are having? You are unable to meet up with your demands, in terms of payments. Mm-hmm. What's causing it?
Okay.
Is it late payments? So now you are dissecting what could be the issue. So you sit with your accountants, you sit with your team, and you look at it. When are the payments coming in that you are expecting? Mm. Especially government departments, we know they pay late, are you 100% depending on government departments? Are they the only
source of income?
Source of income. You need to diversify. You can't only depend on government departments and be happy that I've got a tender there, I've got a tender there, I've got... When I meet people like those who tell me I have a tender there, I have a tender there from these different government departments, I already know brother has
cash issues,
finance issues. Because I know that government departments take a while to pay. So you need to diversify and have private corporates and the government departments together. And if both are paying late and it's something that you've identified as an issue, look at your payment terms with them. If, for example, that your payment terms are 30 days, then try and negotiate maybe for shorter payment terms. So in, like, maybe you can now negotiate for 14 days instead of 30 days, because you know you're having issues. By the time you need to pay your staff salaries, somebody posted this morning and said entrepreneurs have gray hair and they sweat on the 15th, on the 25th, and on the 30th. And I laugh because I was like, my topic actually wants to help entrepreneurs like, you know, whereby
to not have gray hair.
But they were interpreting the gray hair in a wrong way, because, like I said earlier, it's got nothing to do with what we're thinking.
True. But on the contrary, anyway, it's got everything to do with actually having money.
Yes. So if, for example, you know that you pay your salaries on the 31st, and your payment terms with your customers are 30 days, you're going to fail paying your salaries. You're going to fail paying your employees by the last day of the month, because you are only expecting the customers to be paying you also on that last day.
Yeah.
So you need to go and review with your customers and changing the payment terms. You know, then sometimes you find out the issue is that your products are seasonal. So you get more money. Like, I'll make an example with somebody who's producing oranges. Oranges have got a season in which they sell a lot.
Yeah.
And which they are produced. Do you understand? So somebody who is into farming and is only selling oranges, that person is definitely going to have cash flow issues if you don't have any other products outside that season that you are selling. Do you understand?
Yes.
So once you check, you do that identification of the issue, that okay, I only have this product that is only seasonal, is bringing income at this time. For example, for somebody, a tax practitioner like me, I can't only wait for income in July when new people are submitting your returns.
Yeah.
And then what happens in these other months? How am I making an income? Then that's when you bring in other products on the side that are going to help in, you know, in ensuring that there's continuous flow of income in the business. A business in Cape Town, the tourists in December, they flood Cape Town, both within the country and outside the country. Now, if you have accommodation, you are renting out your accommodation, you can't only depend on December that you know that the tourists are going to be coming. So you look at all these, there's rising operational costs like fuel. Fuel sometimes will increase as many times. Do you make provision for that?
Fuel.
In your plan, beginning of the year, when you are doing your budget with your finance team, did you make a provision of the fuel increase? It will increase. Did you make provision of the electricity increase? It will increase. Did you make provision for the rent? If you didn't make provision for it, then you are going to find out that when now electricity goes up, you didn't plan for it,
exactly.
And therefore you want to feel it, and it's going to affect
with unbudgeted for money.
Yes.
Yes.
The second thing that you're going to need to do, so after you've now identified the root causes, write them down, sit down with your team, different teams. It can be HR, it can be, sometimes it can even get to a point whereby you need to restructure. You've got a lot of people that you've employed in the company that two or three people can actually do the same job, and you have seven, and out of that seven, you can't afford to really pay all their salaries because it's work that can only be done maybe by three people. You need to let them go. It's a business decision. I mean, I've heard people say that, oh, I'm a Christian, I can't do that.
I'm also feeling sad for those who are going to lose jobs, but it's, I get you.
The Holy Spirit knows it's a business decision. And he takes care of his people. Probably I have people in
there. Because you also don't want the business to suffer as well, as much as it seems like an unfair decision. But also, what happens when the business suffers?
I'm sure there are people in the you can text us your views. I'm sure there are people who are angry and blessing or saying, is she a Christian? How can she talk like this?
Yeah.
Yes.
But she said it's a business decision.
If you hire me as your accountant or tax practitioner, I tell you, you will love me with some of the heavy decisions that we'll make. Eventually, you'll love when you see the money just continually coming in. You will love me and say, oh, I used to really be unhappy with some of the decisions that she made. But right now, the second thing is to improve your invoicing and collections.
Okay.
So, after the job is completed, invoice immediately. Don't wait.
True.
Invoice immediately. Don't wait. Don't spend any more time. You know, like once you know the job is done, send out the invoice.
Exactly. Immediately.
Shorten the payment terms, like I have said. And then follow up on overdue accounts. You know, sometimes the emails are not enough, or the clerk, the invoicing clerk is just not enough. Maybe she's been following up. You need to now intervene as the MD or as the CEO, because you really need that money by that particular client. You don't just leave the work only to the clerks to be the ones, and you keep on having meetings with them and following. That is good, but pertinent customers that you are seeing that it's now gone to 60 days, 3 months, they've not been paying, 120 days, they've not been, you intervene, do that call. And obviously when you are the one who's calling, you're not going to call another clerk. Call the owner himself.
Exactly.
And find out, brah, why are you not paying? And don't call to fight, because you still need to keep that client.
Yeah, true.
You still need to continue keeping and managing the relationship. So in your intervention, you're not as frustrated as you are. You also have to mature in ensuring that you maintain the relationship with that particular customer.
Very important.
That's the second part. The third part, cut non-essential expenses. Like I said, if, for example, I've said this before, if you know that you cannot afford an office space, the kind of business that you do can be done remotely, cut down on the rent.
True.
Cut down on the rent. If the work can be done remotely, everyone can work from home.
You're reminding me of this gentleman who's taking over an apartment I was living at. Actually, he moved in today while I was moving the rest of my stuff. And I asked him, why do you need a two-bedroom? It's just him. He runs a logistics company. And he said, I'll use the other room as office space.
Yes.
Like, yeah, clever, my man. Clever.
Yes. That's the way to go. You can only decide to move to places like Sandton or Cape Town CBD, or, you know, like when you know that you can afford to pay on a monthly basis.
Exactly.
You've done you know, you've done proper planning and you know that there's not a month whereby you're going to default, because these things, they also affect your credit score.
Exactly.
And your credit profile. If you're not paying rent, it affects your credit profile. Mm. And then now you're finding yourself unable to do business. If you have cars, fleet of cars that you know you can't afford to pay these cars, leave the ego, brother.
Let them go.
Humble yourself. Let the cars go. If you know that you can do the business with one truck, why the four trucks, five trucks that you know you cannot, you are unable, you always have to run away from the bank every month. There are calls that you don't pick up when they come through because it's the bank wanting to collect the trucks. You didn't pay the trucks.
It's the bank wanting their cars back.
They want their cars. Give them their cars back.
I like how you said that.
That's the word from the Lord. That's the word from the Holy Spirit. Give them their cars back.
It's how you said it. Give them their cars back.
Yes. It's not yours. It's the bank's. Mm. Give them their... Sit down and hear me and hear me well. Sit down tomorrow in a meeting with your accountant and your finance team. Mm. See the capacity. Are you able to pay these cars? Mm. If you are unable, leave. Don't think about what your grandmother will say, that now you've taken these cars back. It's for your own peace and mental health. You are unable to sleep at night because of this capital issue.
And
because you're thinking about what your neighbors will say. Yeah, you were saying.
I'm saying people must know that there's no shame in downsizing. Actually, I was thinking about it this morning, taking stuff from my car into the apartment, and I said, you know, I know what it means to lose it all. I've lost it all before. And just when I thought, oh, I've gained everything, and now I have to downsize. And I did it with confidence. I'm like, I smiled last night. I'm like, smaller than where I come from, but hey, girl, you've still got this.
Yes. And even like if, for example, maybe you feel like, I'm not giving away the cars, try and go and negotiate with the bank. Can you pay a smaller amount than the one that you agreed on at first? And if they agree, make sure you stick to that amount. Don't default because they're going to come for their car as again.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I don't know why we have this thing. And Mr. Sekamela, our Thursday lawyer, always speaks about going to your creditors, speak to them, tell them, this is what I can afford, because one's financial situation changes and the National Credit Act provides for you to be able to restructure your debt. You know, something I'm learning in this season, when I'm blessing, it's not even with credit. I was driving to work and I thought to myself today, if I ceased to speak up about my situation, about what I need, my kids would not be going to the school they go to. Do you know that I pay for both my girls less than what per child pays at the preschool?
Because
I speak up, I knock, and I think the Lord really opens that door.
Yeah.
Today, the principal who's literally Benita Steenkamp, oh my goodness, that woman is literally the force behind me right now. I tell I approached her this morning and I said to her, listen, I thought I would afford to put the kids through swimming, because that's what I had said when they started. But I said, I calculated, principal, and I realized I'm not going to be able to afford it still. And she said to me, listen, mommy, don't worry. Let me go speak to the guy. Guess what?
Yes.
She got back to me. She called me. She said, mommy, he said you can pay for one child and they both will be covered. I was like, what?
You see, it helps.
Speak up.
And you know, like, I know that there are people now just diverting a little from businessmen, just with your example. There are ladies who take their children to very expensive private schools, yet the person cannot afford it.
It's true.
But for status sake.
True.
Come out of that poverty mentality, because it's a poverty mentality.
Yes.
There are children who have gone to rural areas, they passed mathematics, accounting with distinctions, beating children from these very expensive schools.
Yeah.
They've gone to, they qualify to go to UCT or to bid to the best universities in the world and are now doing very well in life. Leave that poverty mentality of trying to prove to society
exactly. That
you can do something that you know you cannot do. It gives you sleepless nights.
Hey, and debt will choke you.
Debt will choke you. And I think it was my sister 2 weeks ago, she posted in the family group saying this lady committed suicide because, sure. And she wrote a letter, she could not afford the life that she had, you know, she the children were in all these very expensive schools.
Sure.
And she couldn't sleep and you end up killing yourself. Get out of it. Back to the business of the day. Okay, I think I've already passed my time. That is what, okay, I had more fun.
Don't worry. Go ahead. Go ahead, my sweetheart. Okay. I will allow.
All right. So the next part,
and that is
Johan, to monitor Sade, your cash flow closely. So, like, there are some businessmen who never go to the office. So if they go to the office, everyone must see the CEO has come in, MD. They have no relationship with their staff. It's just come out of it. If you really want to build your relationship, if you really want to build your business, come out of that mentality.
Yeah.
Develop good relations with everyone in your company, be it finance, be it HR, be it marketing, because you are going to be able to monitor how things are running. Obviously not micromanaging your staff, but when you keep like that close relationship with everyone, not in a malice way whereby people come and report so and so is doing that. No. This is your baby. God gave you the vision of this business.
True.
It is yours. You don't leave a child to the nannies when you've just given birth. You don't. Even government makes provision for 4 months for a mother to take care of the child.
True.
And for you, why are you leaving? You already are leaving your business with everyone and going around carrying, you know, driving cars that do not belong to you, that you know you cannot afford. Spend time. You are dealing with the cash flow issues. You need to be available. You need to be there. Your brains are needed. Or if you feel like your brains are not enough for it, you know, cultivate the ones that are there that you've hired and that you are paying on a monthly basis.
I love what you're saying, Blessing, because there's something that you can contribute in without having to hire someone else. But you're busy being a big boss. You don't want to do anything.
Oh, our brothers, I'm sorry. I'm going to talk to you. Our brothers, they become the big boss. You meet the person at the airport. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yet there's a duty and a function they can hold together at the office.
You didn't need to spend all the flights going to these different places. You know, you could have reduced all the costs of flying to Cape Town to that training, flying to so and so. You can't afford to do those things now. You can't afford to do those things now. Take care of that baby.
Yeah.
Until that baby is at a stage whereby even when the baby is a toddler, you don't leave the child alone.
Exactly.
There's somebody that you can trust that's taking care of that toddler. Even when a child is a teenager, you don't leave the teenager alone.
Not at all. No matter how independent they want to be.
No matter how independent they want to be, that's your business, that's your baby, because it goes through different stages. That's why you are going through all these issues that you are having, is because you're not there.
Yeah.
You trust your PA so much.
Easily. Those that want to rob you can rob you because you're not there.
You are not there. Okay, this was not in my timeline, but I still, the Holy Spirit added it. That I should speak about it.
Yeah.
And I think the final thing that I'll raise is, now that you've identified all these issues, maybe you need more funding. You can access more business funding from government-backed funders like your CIFA, your IDC, your NYDA. With the private sector, you can go to LULA. Obviously, you're going to pay them back. They're not going to give you for free. So you need to make those plans with your team as to how much can you, and you don't just thumbs up, let me loan 10,000 rand.
True.
Because they're also going to ask you, what are you going to do
it for?
And they're going to need to see a plan of what are you going to use, and they want a plan of how you're going to pay it back.
Yep.
So you need to, like, after you've asked, you may not necessarily be needing, you may be having funds from the current customers that you have, but it's just that it's being mismanaged on how you are accessing the funds.
True.
You may not be needing any loan, but it's information that you're going to, once you decide to sit down, just decide, this month I cancel all these trips.
Yay.
Sit down. You're going to go to the office every day. And you're going to be there. You're going to look into things. The travels cut them off this month.
And they could save your company a lot of money, because sometimes even these travels are from company money.
They are. There are clients that the petrol amount, it's somebody's salary. The cell phone bill, the person is always on the phone. The cell phone bill, there are people whose cell phone bill is like 15,000 rands, yet the person cannot pay people's salaries. That's a cash flow issue. That's a poor cash flow management.
Do you ever deal with that, Blessing? Like when you do your financials, where you're like, phone bill, and you're like, hey, well, my guy, how did it add up to this much?
Phone bill is 15,000. Yeah.
Phone bill
is 15,000. Like the wife's wig. She doesn't buy wigs in South Africa. She imports them.
With the company money.
Yes, and the cheapest wig you can find is 30,000 rands.
No, Blessing. And you have to reconcile that under the company. I tell you, you're joking.
I like this platform because it allows me to speak to people that the issues you are having, don't lie about Cyril Ramaphosa. Okay, we know the Cupcake's economy is, you know, and we are praying about it. But your own issues have got nothing to do with the devil. You may go to the all-night prayer and be praying the whole night. Even the Lord and the angels are laughing at you because they're like, it's not the devil.
Blessing.
Don't blame the devil. It's not Cyril Ramaphosa. You are the issue.
Blessing.
Sister, brother, you're spending.
A statement. They give you a statement. And there you spot a week and they say it's business stuff.
I spoke the other time. Remember, I think there was a week we spoke about people who will do personal, they must separate.
I was about to say.
Remember the other day we spoke about separating personal expenses from business expenses.
So that's umuntu adli 30,000 yakhe, not a business.
Wig, 30,000 rand.
I am shocked.
I didn't know. I learned from a client, one client, that there are sheets, bed sheets.
Yes.
Bed sheets. A bed sheet is like 30,000,
35,000.
And then I was like, hey, my bed sheets are itchy.
So you guys see a lot.
That's the thing, you know, and I'm glad for this platform because we can help people because sometimes it's just trying to prove to people that you can do things that you don't necessarily have to prove. Nobody really cares.
Because if you think about it, who's going to know how much your bed sheet is? Like, exactly. What's it about? Is it really?
You're gonna have to tell us.
I was going to say, now you're gonna comment because now we must know.
Yeah. We must know that your bed sheet is 30,000 rands. And we don't need to know. Tell us that the week is 30,000 rands.
Exactly. Because always is a week.
Put on a week. And for me, I can put in a rock on a wig that is way cheaper and looks so pretty.
Yo. I give up.
Looks so pretty and so presentable.
Yeah. You know? Yes, we are running out of time.
Please, our businessmen and our business ladies, let's do this thing properly. You can call me on 076.
Yep.
172-9239. Let's fix your finances, cash flow issues. Let's give you sleep. Let us give you sleep and let's try and deal with your finances. Thank you, Lux. I really appreciate this, and I thank our listeners. Please, let's try to have them engage with us because I feel like today a lot of people are talking on their own in their walls. They're like, this blessing. Yazini, niggas are my number one phone. Let's deal with your anger.
And I really want Radio Pulpit Family to contact you at such things because sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, you're making the right business decisions, you could save yourself so much more. Something so typical you're talking about, the issue of people flying in and out thinking they're making business deals. Sometimes, yes, some materialize, but if you sat down and did a stock take, you'd realize that some of these meetings could have even been had virtually. Some of these, and life would have continued. You'd save yourself time, the flying time, heading to the airport, waiting for that flight. For something else, you could be running another function at the office that needs to be done.
You could have reached 7 during that time that you spend going to the airport. You could have reached 7 clients virtually and made all the money that you needed to make. And it would have saved you all that sweating by the 31st or the 15th or the 25th.
Exactly. Blessing, thank you so much, my sweetheart. Really appreciate these conversations. Today was long, but it was definitely worth it.
I really appreciate that because I could see, like, after half past, I'm like...
Time is running out. No, absolutely okay, my lovey. Thank you so much, and have a blessed week further.
All right. Same to you. Bye.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.